shadow self. What is the shadow self? Do we all have one? Is it something that we should be afraid of? Is it something we should embrace? Is it something that hides away from us? Is it something that is illuminated? We all look for answers. We all tend to look for answers in the light, in the things that are abundantly clear and shining onto us. But what about if we actually looked into the shadow? If we turned and shined our light a little into that area, what do you think we could learn? What parts of ourselves are hidden in there? Whenever I think about the shadow self, I think about the Peter Pan movie, where his shadow is not attached to him, and is the mischievous side of him, and runs away from him, and hides away from him. And Peter Pan's frustration that the shadow is never where it ought to be. It doesn't conform. It moves, it changes shape, depending on where the light is actually hitting it. So for my belief, I think that the shadow self is part of us. It's an integral part of us, and it certainly is a part of us that we should look to. Look to for the answers of the questions that we're asking. The shadow self, any time I've delved into that area, has always been a little bit cringy, a little bit, oh, do I want to go there? And when you do go there, when you do build up the courage to think, right, I'm going to take the veil off of this shadow, I'm going to actually look at it and see what it is, rather than fearing it or running away from it. When you take these steps, remarkable changes seem to happen. I've recently been speaking about this to a friend of mine on one of our social networks, and we were discussing the shadow self, and the analogy that came to me is a bit like seeing your shadow self, investigating your shadow self, is like giving birth. It is painful. It is something that can hurt you or bring hurts up to you. It is something at the time when you're going through it, you think that you're not going to be able to cope. There is even parts you think, I'm not going to make it through this. But if you persevere, if you go through with it, if you acknowledge the pain and acknowledge every single feeling that comes up with it, like giving birth, it's truly remarkable. It is all worthwhile. That journey, that pain, the hurt, the upset, leaves us space for joy, for hope, for the birthing of new ideas. So although it's something that we don't run towards, it's not something that we think, yes, let's open our shadow self today. It is certainly something that is worthwhile, meaningful, and will change you. So today, sit back and actually take the time to acknowledge that self. Take the time to acknowledge the self that you really don't want to look at, the parts of you that not necessarily you're ashamed of, but it's not something that you wish to for the world to see. Because connecting with that true part of you, and blending it all together, you will have a sense of wholeness and of completeness. I'd love to hear your thoughts and feelings in all of this, and whether or not you've gone there, or whether or not it's somewhere you would never go. Looking forward to hearing from you.